Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 9 Habits of Happy Retirees by Sarah Berry is a practical guide for people approaching retirement or already living it who want more than financial readiness. Instead of treating retirement as an endless vacation, the book frames it as a new life stage that benefits from structure, purpose, and intentional daily choices. It highlights the small, repeatable habits that can protect well-being when work routines fade and identity shifts. Readers can expect a habit-based approach that connects mindset, relationships, health, and meaningful engagement, with an emphasis on building a retirement that fits individual values. The central promise is straightforward. Happiness in retirement is not an accident or a personality trait, but a set of behaviors that can be learned, practiced, and adjusted over time. Whether someone fears boredom, worries about loneliness, or simply wants to make the most of newly available time, this book aims to provide a clear roadmap for turning retirement into a fulfilling, connected, and energized chapter of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining identity and purpose after leaving work. A major transition in retirement is the loss of the built-in identity that a job provides. The book emphasizes replacing the question, "What do you do?" with "Who are you becoming?" Happy retirees tend to create a purpose that is not dependent on a title, a paycheck, or external validation. This topic focuses on clarifying values, strengths, and interests so that retirement is anchored in meaning rather than just free time. It encourages readers to inventory what they enjoyed about working beyond income, such as helping others, solving problems, mentoring, or creating, and then recreate those elements in new roles. Purpose can show up as volunteering, caregiving, creative pursuits, learning, faith communities, or part-time projects, but the key is intentionality. The book also highlights the importance of having goals that evolve, with short-term experiments and longer-term commitments. By treating retirement as a redesign rather than a stop, readers can avoid the common slump that follows the initial honeymoon phase. The outcome is a steadier sense of direction, improved mood, and a stronger reason to maintain healthy routines and social connections. Secondly, designing a daily rhythm that supports happiness. Without the structure of a work schedule, days can blur together, which can quietly reduce motivation and satisfaction. The book presents happy retirement as something built through daily rhythm, consistent wake times, planned movement, regular meals, and meaningful blocks of time. This topic explores how retirees can create flexible structure that still leaves room for spontaneity. It points to the value of morning routines that set intention, such as light exercise, reading, journaling, or planning one priority for the day. It also emphasizes balancing productivity and rest, because too much obligation can recreate job stress while too little can lead to boredom. Another idea is protecting decision energy by making default plans for common needs, like a weekly social outing, a hobby session, and household tasks on set days. The habit-based framing makes routines easier to sustain because they become automatic rather than willpower-driven. Over time, a well-designed rhythm helps retirees feel competent, reduces anxiety, and creates more opportunities for joy. It also supports better sleep and health, which feed back into positive mood and resilience during inevitable life changes. Thirdly, staying socially connected and strengthening relationships, retirement can expand time with loved ones, but it can also shrink daily social contact once coworkers disappear. The book highlights that happy retirees treat relationships as a core habit, not an afterthought. This topic covers maintaining existing connections while building new ones through community activities, clubs, classes, volunteering, or faith and neighborhood networks. It also addresses the importance of quality over quantity. A few reliable relationships can protect against loneliness more than a crowded calendar. For couples, retirement can require renegotiating shared time, boundaries, and roles at home. The book encourages intentional communication about expectations, personal space, and joint goals, so togetherness does not become tension. For solo retirees, it stresses creating multiple social channels rather than relying on one person or group. Intergenerational relationships, such as mentoring younger people or being involved with family in structured ways, can add meaning while preventing isolation. By making connection a repeatable practice, retirees increase emotional support, maintain cognitive engagement, and gain more opportunities for fun and service. Strong social habits also provide a buffer during health challenges, grief, or relocation, making retirement feel safer and more satisfying. Fourthly, prioritizing health habits for energy, mobility, and mood, a fulfilling retirement depends heavily on having the physical and mental energy to enjoy it. The book frames health as a set of manageable habits rather than extreme programs. This topic focuses on movement, nutrition, sleep, stress management, and preventative care as pillars that keep retirees active and optimistic. Happy retirees tend to choose sustainable exercise they actually enjoy, such as walking groups, swimming, strength training, gardening, yoga, or cycling, and they build it into their weekly schedule. The emphasis is on consistency and maintaining mobility, balance, and strength to preserve independence. The book also highlights mental health practices, including mindfulness, gratitude, and managing worry about aging or finances. Routine medical checkups, medication organization, and proactive planning around health changes are treated as empowering rather than fearful. Another key idea is listening to the body and adjusting habits over time, because retirement may span decades. When health is approached as daily maintenance, retirees experience better mood stability, fewer limitations, and more confidence to try new activities. In practical terms, these habits increase the probability that retirement remains an expansive chapter rather than one narrowed by avoidable decline. Lastly, making time meaningful through learning, contribution, and fun. Many people underestimate how important novelty and contribution are to long-term satisfaction. The book suggests that happy retirees keep growing by learning new skills, pursuing interests, and finding ways to contribute beyond their household. This topic emphasizes being a beginner again, which stimulates the brain and builds confidence. Learning can be formal, like classes and certifications, or informal, like music practice, language study, technology skills, or travel planning. Contribution is presented as a powerful source of happiness, whether through volunteering, mentoring, community leadership, or helping family in ways that still respect boundaries. The book also makes room for play, hobbies, adventures, and simple pleasures that create positive memories. A useful approach is to plan a mix of activities across different time horizons, such as a small weekly joy, a monthly project, and a seasonal experience. This prevents retirement from becoming repetitive and helps retirees look forward to the future. Meaningful time use also reduces rumination and supports social connection, since many learning and service activities are naturally community-based. Overall, this habit invites retirees to treat time as a resource to invest, not just something to fill. In conclusion, this book is best for adults approaching retirement, newly retired readers navigating the loss of routine, and long-time retirees who want a reset. It is also helpful for spouses or family members who want to understand the emotional and lifestyle shifts that come with leaving work. The core benefit is that it reframes retirement happiness as a set of habits that can be practiced, which gives readers control during a life phase that can otherwise feel uncertain. By focusing on purpose, daily rhythm, relationships, health, and meaningful engagement, the book supports a retirement that feels energetic rather than aimless. These habits can improve life immediately through better mood, stronger connection, and clearer priorities, while also protecting long-term well-being through consistent movement, social support, and ongoing growth. Compared to many retirement books that concentrate mainly on money or broad inspiration, this one stands out for emphasizing practical behavior changes and repeatable routines. It is worth buying if you want a simple framework you can return to again and again, using small daily actions to build a retirement that matches your values and keeps getting better over time. If you would like to support Sarah Berry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.